AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Is there something we don't yet know about the new agreement with Mexico?
Amid questions about just how much of the deal is actually new, the president today is teasing more to come, tweeting the U.S. and Mexico have agreed on something Washington's long wanted. The White House won't say what he's talking about, but it could be the idea of making Mexico a safe third country, which would make it harder for immigrants passing through Mexico from other places to gain asylum in the U.S. While a senior administration official says Mexico expressed openness to the idea, Mexico's long been against it, and its top diplomats as negotiators resisted during last week's talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Did a gunman target Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz? Somebody shot him in the back last night at a bar in the Dominican Republic. His father says he's recovering and will survive. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Dial Bar and Lounge is in a nightlife district packed with dance clubs and pricey bars that Ortiz is known to frequent. He lives at least part of the year in the Dominican.
The alleged gunman was captured and beaten by a crowd at the bar before being taken away by police. We've been talking to one-time football star O.J. Simpson 25 years after he was acquitted in the murders of his wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman.
O.J. Simpson tells the Associated Press he's healthy and happy and living in Las Vegas. He says he'll never revisit what he calls the subject of the moment again, and that he and his family have moved on.
AP correspondent Matt Small reporting. A new AP analysis of census data shows that about 17% of students do not have access to computers at home. 18% do not have home access to broadband internet. Students without internet are more likely to be students of color. This is AP Radio News. Police in Sweden have shot and wounded a man who claimed to have a bomb.
Police were alerted after hearing that a man was behaving in a menacing way at the central station in the southern city of Malmo. One witness says he saw the man banging a duffel bag on the ground, yelling, "I've got a bomb." Station employees removed people from the area before police arrived and started shooting. A spokesman has told local media officers had no choice because of the man's behavior. He was taken to hospital with injuries and no one else was reportedly hurt. His condition isn't immediately known. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Other royals are congratulating Prince Philip as the husband of Queen Elizabeth celebrates his 98th birthday. The British Army plans to fire gun salutes in Philip's honor. Philip has officially retired from public life, although he still occasionally is seen with the Queen at official events. He skipped President Trump's recent visit to England, though. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.